Good Thursday morning, everyone. It's September 15th, 2016. You're listening to the Texas Panhandle Sports Podcast, brought to you by Belmar Bakery and Cafe. Steve Forrest here with you alongside my legend of a co-host, one and only Cale Steed.
You love to say that legend thing. Now, hey,
you are a legend.
Found out something about our sponsor, Dina Sicardo, yesterday. She is a big wrestling WWE nerd like myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we were talking a little wrestling yesterday. I found out I was trolling her Twitter page. Noticed she had a couple of pictures with some wrestlers, and I had to ask her about it. So,
like Hulk Hogan?
No. New guys.
You
haven't watched wrestling in 20 years.
Give you a leg drop.
It's advanced.
Yeah, I don't know any current wrestler besides John Cena, probably. Yeah. Does he still wrestle?
Oh, yeah, man. He's still great. He's in the title hunt right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I could do this all day. You want to start a wrestling podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Hulk Hogan guy, though.
Yeah, you love the Three Moves of Doom.
And the Undertaker, you know, those guys. Three Moves of Doom, the big boot,
the leg
drop, and the body slam.
Yeah, the body slam, right. Yeah.
Well, I love those old, you know, it's nostalgic for me. On Sunday mornings, used to watch WWF.
Yeah.
Every Sunday
in your
morning.
House, remember something like that?
Yeah, and you and I were, you know, back in the day, you know.
Oh,
we
were big Stone Cold fans.
Raw fans, you know, Stone Cold, The Rock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know some of the older guys. I don't know the newer guys, but so Dina's a WWE fan.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday, trolling the page. That's something about addicting about Twitter, isn't it? You can just go troll stuff for hours.
Yeah, you can. You can do the same thing on Facebook, you know. But
Not on Facebook.
Yeah, no, you need to, though. You need to get on Facebook.
One of these years.
Yeah, how about MySpace? You going to get on to MySpace? You
know? What's a MySpace?
I don't know. You know. You used to have MySpace before Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
I'm more into Snapchat myself.
Oh, are you?
No.
Yeah, I don't Snapchat either. Snapchat. I don't Snapchat either. But
Having fun this morning.
Instagram?
No.
I do that a little bit, but lots to talk about here today, Cale. We're going to start off in 6A right here in Amarillo. Actually, the game's not in Amarillo.
No.
Tascosa at Lawton MacArthur tonight at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and it's the first time Tascosa is going to leave Camelot, as you will, playing their first two games at home, or three games at home. They're 3-0 right now, and they've been, you know, looking great right now. They got a big emotional win last week against Amarillo High. They're running backs left and right, like 18 guys a game, you know, if you want to say it that way. But heading over to state border, take on a good Lawton team that's 2-0 themselves and scored 93 points in two games. So this Lawton MacArthur is kind of a real deal. It's going to be a good test tonight for Ken Plung's guys.
Should be a good test for the Rebels coming off a big win against Amarillo High last week at Bivens.
And a short week, too, so it'll be hard to see, you know, see their turnaround, see if they can adjust.
Moving into 5A, Randall tonight, they host Lubbock Coronado at 7 p.m.
Randall, a team really looking for a win. 0-2 right now in the Galen Selman era. This will be the first time home fans will get to see Coach Selman's team. They're young. They're a good team. They're a little banged up right now. Kobe Wood's a good player for them. But, you know, Seth Park comes back, the old Caprock coach. He's doing great things at Coronado. They're 3-0 and been scoring points. The good thing for Randall is they're giving up points. I could see this game into the 30s and 40s tonight. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I'm with you on that one. Also, Big Spring at Canyon tomorrow.
Yeah, and you like this kid. You've seen him a little bit last year and this year. Jalen Ford, the running back for Canyon.
He's a stud, right?
He's a stud. And Gunnar Palacios is going to have a big game tomorrow, I'm predicting. I think Canyon's not going to have a problem with Big Spring. I think they're going to win big. I mean, I'm talking like 40s big.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Canyon rolls over Big Spring. And Bushland, they're back at Bivens, and this time it's against Paladuro.
Hadn't played there in 11 years, and now they played there two times in 3 weeks. Bushland comes in, a lot of changes to their lineup. Paladuro, a team eager for a win in the Chris Fisher era, 0-2. Steve, you and I chatted with him earlier, and they're doing good things, though. You know, they're 0-2, but they're putting together a team. They battled hard against Ryder. A lot of teams, you know, he told us they're up 14-7, got a kick block, kind of changed the whole thing, but his team is eager for a win. They've been in some games, and he likes what they're doing right now.
He does, and he brings a lot of energy to the team. You know,
yeah.
He's replacing a legend over there in Paladuro.
Yeah, Steve Parr.
But, you know, Coach Fisher brings a lot of energy. He's upbeat, and he's got a lot of, you know, good things to say. And we got to talk to him a little bit earlier. This is what he had to say.
Hey, how's it been? How's it been since you moved home and just kind of talk about everything that's gone on since you got here?
Well, I mean, it's been better than I thought. Honestly, just the support that I get, you know, from old school friends and, you know, just people in the community that I've known all my life, you know, I knew that they'd have my back, and I knew that they would support me, but I just had no idea it would be to this level. You know, we had a homecoming parade last night, had literally, you know, hundreds of people lining the streets and joining us for a pep rally. It's been great to reestablish, you know, some relationships with my family. You know, my 89-year-old grandmother, you know, still lives in the house that she and my grandfather bought in 1949.
Wow.
And just the fact that I get to have Sunday dinner with her every Sunday, and, you know, and you get to see my other grandparents that just live four blocks away from her. And it's just, it's great, man, and better than I could have ever dreamed of.
That's awesome. And I saw your team a little against Tascosa. Now, you went to Ryder, but you know, you fought hard in both those games. You like the way your team's progressing?
Yes, and, you know, honestly, the one thing that we've demanded out of them, you know, in practice and workouts is effort, you know. And I think that's one thing that you can see that translates to the field, you know, every week, is we're going to be a team that's going to scrap you. You know, we're going to do our absolute best. You know, our execution on defense isn't quite where I wanted it. And, you know, the defense is mine, you know. And so, you know, I wish we were a little bit further along. I probably need to be a little more patient. You know, offensively, you know, I really like what we're doing right now. I think Coach Caleb Holt and the offensive staff are doing a tremendous job. You know, we ran the ball really well against Ryder last week. You know, Isaiah Williams rushed for over 100 yards, and, you know, Noah Coronado is getting better every week. So glad that he's our quarterback, and, you know, we're starting to spread the ball around. I think we counted that 11 different guys touched the ball Friday night, and that's the kind of diversity that I'm looking for.
That's excellent, Coach. And big game tomorrow night, a good Bushland team. So they got a lot of good players, a lot of good athletes. What are you expecting tomorrow night?
Well, you know, Coach Thomas over there does such a tremendous job with those kids. You know, they are a hard-nosed but gritty team, but they're also very skilled. You know, starts at the quarterback position, you know, both quarterbacks that they've played, you know, able to throw the ball really well. They're very accurate. They run the ball with purpose. You know, they're not just looking to fall down. Those guys run the ball looking to score. And, you know, from the running back position, they rotate about three or four guys in there, and each one that touches the ball has a little bit different skill set, but he calls plays to match their skill set. So they're very successful, you know, and then their offensive line is, you know, very technically sound. You know, they have good hat placement. They run their feet really well at contact. And then defensively, they just swarmed to the football. I was really impressed with how well they're playing defensively as well.
So there you heard from Chris Fisher. Sounds like he's got good things going to me with this Coronado kid and the Williams kid on offense. I know defensively they're quick with the Stotts kid. So they got a lot of good things going their way. Maybe tonight's the night he finally gets off to Schneid. I think it's going to be a very challenging game for both teams. I could see this coming down to the wire.
Yeah, I definitely could too, and you know, we know that that Bushland's a little banged up, you know, maybe quarterback.
Yeah,
you know.
Not real sure who he's going to go with tonight. I think Cameron Thomas played last week, but there's no. I don't really know the info on Colton Moore, so I don't. We could maybe see both. I really don't know, to tell you.
Don't know what's happening there, but anyway, should be a good game over at Bivens.
7:30.
7:30.
Hopefully the rain stay away, lightning stay away.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I'm sick of that.
That's been a mess every week so far in this season, seems like. Moving down to 4A, the Battle of the Bulldogs. Plainview comes to town and faces off with Borger tomorrow.
We said this on Monday. Borger's a team still trying to figure out who they are. They're playing better football. They've come a long way from what you saw in a scrimmage, right?
From what I understand. Anyway, I haven't seen them play since, but from what I understand, they've come a long way.
They have.
From the beginning of the season, and they should, you know, they might give Plainview, you know, a little bit. But
I'd like to say that Plainview being a good 5A team that is probably going to battle for a playoff spot. I think Plainview is going to have a little too much firepower tonight. I'm thinking Plainview 36-17, something like that.
That's a pretty big margin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Borger's a good team, but so is, you know, Plainview's pretty solid.
Another good game to look at, Perryton. They're headed over to Pampa. Perryton coming off a big win against Canadian. Pampa coming off a tough loss against Hereford.
Yeah, and it's a game that's kind of lost its luster a little bit, I say, because only because Pampa lost to Hereford. I really saw Pampa being 3-0 heading into this game. We knew Perryton had Dumas on the ropes, 4 points from being undefeated. But, man, what a game this is going to be in Pampa, Steve. Two high-powered offenses with two of the best quarterbacks in the area, maybe in the state. Both guys, Hadley Allred, Brandon Stewart, they've thrown for a ton of yards. We know what the offensive capabilities are, but you've seen Perryton in person, and you know how good their defense can be.
This should be an excellent game. Perryton, you know, like you said, they have an excellent defense. They have an excellent team all around, and I agree with you, Allred and the quarterback at Pampa. They have definitely two of the best quarterbacks in this area for sure, if not in the state. And I know that Coach Porter has an excellent program over there in Pampa. But, you know, Perryton, man, they're a tough team. I saw them play last week, played really hard at Canadian. And I know Pampa's been playing well as well. So this is a game I would like to go see.
If I was a fan, this was the game I'd go to. This is points are going to be scored. It's going to come down to a stop late. I'm going to go Perryton by a field goal. I don't really want to say the score because I just really don't know. Maybe 41-38. Maybe 34-31.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a score in this one. I mean, I would hesitate to go that high just because, I mean, the great offenses, but at the same time, I did, you know, see how good Perryton's defense is last week.
Right.
And they're solid, man. So I would go a little bit lower score. I don't know. I'm going to take the home team in Pampa.
Are you?
You know, in a close one, though.
I like it.
Moving down to 3A ranks, big one with Muleshoe over at Childress tomorrow.
Childress is 7-0 in the Sims era at Fair Park Stadium, so this is going to be a very tough game. Old district rivals, I think they've been in the same district for years now, and now it's an on-district game. I was actually at realignment over at the Region 16 building. I saw this game being put together by both coaches. Wood walks over to Sims like, you need a game? So I saw this game being put together. Muleshoe right now has got one of the best quarterbacks going, one of the hottest quarterbacks going, Beto Diaz. He was our 4A, 3A player of the week at the Globe News. He runs for 100 yards. He throws for 400 yards. He kind of does everything. And Childress right now, I'm surprised at them. You know Childress a little bit, being 1-2. But it's a tough 1-2.
It's a tough 1-2. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Childress is a tough football team. You know, Coach Sims has got something going, you know. And so, yeah, it's a little surprising at 1-2, but it's a tough 1-2. They're not going to give in. You know, that's going to be a tough battle against Muleshoe. That is a Fair Park Stadium. That's a tough place to play, like you said, 7-0.
Uh-huh.
So it should be a good battle over there at Childress.
I'm going to take Muleshoe by a touchdown in the end.
I think I'm with you on that one. And over here at Amarillo River Road, they host Seminole for a homecoming game. Don't know much about Seminole, but, you know, what does Coach Wiggins have going over there?
Seminole brings a head coach named Kent Jackson. He was a longtime coach at Sweetwater, did amazing things, and he went to Coronado. Didn't really turn it around like he thought he would. So now he's at Seminole, and he's doing really good stuff there. They're a good program. River Road's on a high right now. They're coming off their first win of the year.
A big one, too, against Dalhart. That was
51-6. Yeah, so Wiggins and Jared White look like they have their team pointing in the right direction. Ought to be a fun game for fans to go out and see. You know, this is a team you don't get to see very often in Seminole, so a playoff team that I think people like to go out and check out for sure.
How about the Dimmitt Bobcats looking for 4-0 against Panhandle?
You forgot something on that. You forgot the undefeated Dimmitt Bobcats.
They are undefeated.
One of 17 teams in this area undefeated. And let me tell you, I'm going to pull a Lee Corso. Let me tell you something, my friend. I like this Dimmitt Bobcat team. Cesar Castillo, the quarterback, he threw for 300 yards last week in a win over Abernathy. Steve Gunter.
Very impressive win over Abernathy, by the way. You know, Abernathy's always got a traditionally tough team.
Panhandle is coming off a bye week after a tough loss to Childress. I think Dane Ashley will have his boys ready. I expect an old school dogfight. This game is going to be in the 20s. It's going to be it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be a good one. I'm taking Panhandle though. I think the 3-0 Bobcats go down tonight or tomorrow night.
I think it's a safe pick, Panhandle. Coach Ashley's, I think they'll be fired up, you know, to end the winning streak for the Bobcats, but on the other side, the Bobcats going to be fired up to hopefully move to 4-0.
And so. It wouldn't surprise me if they are 4-0. I'm just going to say Panhandle.
Yeah.
I want to stay on Dane's good side. We're friends.
So. All right.
Just kidding.
No, I'm with you there. I think it should be a good battle there between Dimmitt and Panhandle. And the last big game in 3A we're going to talk about is Stratford at Canadians. Canadians homecoming. And it's also the DQ big game of the week with Fox Sports Southwest.
Yeah, Neil Beasley, he's friends with both of us. We've gotten to know Neil over the years and just a great guy. Him and Jeff Irwin and his producers, their crew, do an amazing job for Texas high school football. Every Friday night, you can watch his package. Comes on about 12:45 if you stay up that late, which a lot of people do. He goes around to a community. He just kind of embraces the town. The town embraces him for that whole day, and it's just fun, man. He spends the day just kind of letting you know who that town is and how important football is to him. And
he does an awesome job. You got to agree.
Yeah, he does a great job. And also, Cammie Stroot, you know, she's their social media director. She used to be one of the Rangers girls. She's part of their crew. Jeff Irwin, like you said, Chuck Baugh puts everything together for them for Fox Sports Southwest. I've been in contact with him this week. They do it. It's a fun thing, you know, that they do. And Neil and the crew are actually on their way right now to Amarillo.
Flying in today, going to Stratford.
They're headed to Stratford today, yeah, and then they'll spend tomorrow in Canadian.
Yeah,
so.
And you've seen it enough, man. They go in the locker room, they give you stuff, the inside stuff that you never get. He makes it fun. He makes the games fun. You hear from players, you hear from coaches. In the town who never get to see stuff like this gets a different element for the fans to get to see. I've luckily been able to watch it a few times. I've seen it when he was at Bivens. I've seen him down at State with Canadian, but he's never been to Canadian. So this is the first time he'll experience such a pretty place, too, for a football game on a Friday.
Yeah, you and I both from Canadian. Excited for Neil and the crew to be able to see, you know, it's a beautiful town over there.
And a beautiful, it's just great to see him back in the Panhandle.
Yeah, it's neat. Like you said, they have they've done a DQ Big Game of the Week before for Canadian when they played Mart.
Right.
A couple years ago.
And at State, obviously.
And at State, yeah. But they haven't actually been to Canadian. So it's a neat thing for Neil and the Fox Sports crew for DQ Big Game of the Week to head to some smaller venues like that and to be able to cover a big game with Stratford coming to town. And what is a huge rivalry.
Yeah, it was at a non-district game this year, but still.
Non-district or district, you know, obviously the meaning, it doesn't mean as much, but it's still such a huge rivalry it's always a battle between the two teams. Canadians 4-0 against them the last 2 years, regular season wins.
And dominating wins.
And dominating wins, and two playoff wins.
You think the Stratford team's hungry, man?
I think Coach Lover is going to, you know, I think he doesn't have to remind his team of the last 2 years, but I think that they've probably talked about it a little bit. And you know, Coach Lover's a good guy over there, and he's got a great team in Stratford, as they always do, in his second year taking over for Eddie Metcalf. But, yeah, looking forward to this one. Again, DQ Big Game of the Week. You actually got a chance to catch up with Neil Beasley with the DQ Big Game of the Week in Fox Sports.
Neil, like always, awesome to take his time with anybody that wants, you know, he likes to promote his thing like we like to promote our stuff, and he was nice to take a few minutes with us.
You've never been to you've covered Canadian, but you've never been a game in that pretty place. Just talk about how excited you guys are just to come up here.
Oh, man. It's you know, there's a number, a couple little teams up there, and we've been up there before, you know, in the area. So we just love going to the area. It's a lot like kind of the Valley. People there love the football, and they feel like, hey, we've got great football, and we don't get the love around the state. So when we get there, they just eat it up, and the whole area up there kind of feels that same way, that they just love their football, they love their teams, and they eat up whenever somebody's showing them the love, too. So the game has been this kind of game, this exact game has been in our radar for you know, a couple of years now, and it just so happened to work out this year, so we're excited about it.
And how many years have you been doing the DQ Tour?
This is my 11th year, and we started in 2003, and Rick Renner started on it.
That's right.
And then it was it was tiring him out. He just said, "Man, I got to get on the desk. This is killing me." And I said, "I'll do it." And it's just been a blast. I've had such a good time meeting such great, you know, folks all around the state. The coaches are incredible. The kids, you know, even when you see a program, you go back to that program, you know, say 3 or 4 years later, well, it's a whole new crop of kids. You know, they're all turning over. So you're meeting new, you know, great football players and teammates and all that stuff every time you're heading out somewhere. The stadiums are cool. You get the huge ones, then you get the small ones the next week, and then, you know, and everything in between.
You bring a lot of energy. You and Jeff have been great, making a great team, and just is that what it's all about, man, is just kind of showing the state and how great football is around here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I first got into it, you know, Jeff's kind of the same way I am, and it's like we're almost – there's nowhere else we'd rather be. And so how can you not get excited about seeing, you know, the Golden Sandstorm when you're out there, or when you go to, you know, the Friday Night Lights, the Permian, or, you know, the huge stadium at Allen, or the first six-man game we ever did out at Whit-Harrell, just, you know, west of Lubbock. And it's just so much fun to all the different scenarios that you end up seeing on a Friday night. You know, on any given week, you never know what you're going to get. It makes so much fun. And it'll be the saddest day of my professional life whenever I have to give this up. I don't know when that'll be. I hope it's not for a long time.
All right, man. Well, we look forward to having you up here, and we can't wait. And I know you can't wait either. And like you said, people have already been talking to you about this game.
Yeah, absolutely. We've folks at Stratford, you know, you get tweets every once in a while. They've got the shirts. They're all ready to go, you know. And then the Canadian, obviously, they're such great. I mean, Texas history, you know, the only school to win back-to-back in football and basketball. What an unbelievable couple-year run that is. The bar is so high, you know, you can't expect that to keep going. So you knew they were going to falter at some point a little bit. But, hey, that doesn't mean they can't, you know what it takes to get it done, then roll through the district schedule, which has nothing to do with the pre-district, and roll through another state title. I mean, it's all still out there for them. So it should be fun.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
All right, bud.
That, of course, is the legend Neil Beasley with the DQ Big Game of the Week, Fox Sports Southwest. What a high-energy guy he is. You know, I mean, he's always got just real high energy. Like you said earlier, he makes it fun for these towns when he goes to them. And they go to DQ, they go to the pep rally, and you see him. And also I wanted to mention they replay that scoreboard show the next day on Saturday,
right,
too. If you can't stay up for it, DVR it, whatever.
DVR, yeah. Tape it with your VHS.
Tape it, yeah, with your VCR. No, you know, Neil's a great guy. Appreciate him joining us.
And it's true passion. You know, I've been around him enough now. It's true passion. This isn't fake. What you see with Neil Beasley, you get, man. And I saw him at the track meet, you know, state track meet. We got stuck in a 6-hour rain delay. And it's 6 to midnight, and that guy's running around with his head chopped off trying to get every gold medal winner he could. And it's true passion, man. I love the guy. And even what he does for high school football is awesome. And I couldn't appreciate it more. And I look forward to you getting to hang out. I'm jealous you get to hang out with him all day tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping to head over there to Canadian in the morning and meet up with those guys. Hopefully get to spend some time with them throughout the day. I'd love to show them around, you know, do some things like that. They are going to be at the DQ from 4:30 to 5 tomorrow in Canadian. They want the community to come out. And
Stratford today, right?
Stratford today. I'm not sure what their schedule or what time. I think it might be 3 o'clock they're going to be at the DQ at Stratford. I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, just show up. It's the only thing going on in Stratford today. So
and they don't have the bus anymore, so it's not as big of an attraction. But they're still going to be all over town, you know, and doing some fun things tomorrow. Again, I know for sure, 4:30 to 5, they'll be at the DQ in Canadian. They want everybody to come out in Stratford today, but they try to get on TV. You know, you can have a chance to get on Fox Sports Southwest.
Yeah.
Need a big crowd out there for sure.
Yeah. And the game, you know, will be
a the game is going to be a packed house, being a homecoming game for Canadian, but being such a big rivalry. And we haven't gotten much into that matchup. Honestly, I think that's a great matchup this year.
Yeah.
I think Canadian has dominated, like we said, the last 4 matchups. But that's a different team in Canadian this year. They're 1-2. Still a good team. Stratford's always got a tough team. You know, Canadian's been really good at defending the run this year, so I think that's going to be an interesting thing because Stratford obviously is a run-the-ball-down-your-throat type of team, right?
I agree. And last week I picked Perryton over Canadian only strictly because Hadley Allred I knew would have a big game in that secondary. But like you said, Canadian's been so good against the run. And Stratford's a team that could throw, but they can't throw like Perryton. And Canadian offense is getting better each week. That Chris Jones kid is fun to watch. I'm taking Canadian in this game. I'm taking it close. I'm thinking like 18-19, something like that.
I'm with you there. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game because we know that Stratford definitely likes to hold the football.
Oh yeah, they'll hold the football.
This should be a quick game as long as we don't have any lightning delays. This game might be 2 hours.
Right.
You know, Canadian definitely does not play that way. I mean, they throw the ball all over the field.
They're running the ball a little more this year.
They're starting to. You know, the last couple of years Canadian's been very balanced, but this year, like you said, Chris Jones, he's a playmaker. He's a difference maker.
Yeah,
he's got. Well, the first game, he was pretty close to 100 yards. The last 2 games, he's gone well over 100 yards rushing. So they have a good ground attack as well this year. But Stratford is going to hold the ball. They're going to try to run the clock down and keep the ball out of Canadian's offense hands.
They're going to have to keep it away from Manny Ramsey, too, your guy. That guy.
And also, secret weapon could be coming back is Cameron Copley.
What?
Could be coming back this week for
really?
Canadian. And that could be huge.
Oh, if they get him back, then I would guarantee a win almost on that one.
You know, in all honesty, Corbin could use another big target. He's got Manny. He's got a couple of other receivers that he utilizes, but really Manny's his favorite target. But, you know, if you get Cameron Copley back, you did a great story on him for the Pigskin preview. We all know that guy's a winner, right?
And we know what Stratford could do on the ground with Gage Brooks and that Cade McBride, the new quarterback. Those are guys. Stratford just knows how to win. You know, Matt Lover, Andy Metcalf, doesn't matter. That's Stratford. So it's going to be a fun game. It's not going to be a rout. You know, I'll tell you that right now. It's going to come down.
Should be a close one. I'm with you. I think it's going to be a little bit of a low-scoring affair.
I'll tell you this, though. I picked Canadian, but if Stratford gets that lead early, look out. Because that, like you said, keep away. It's what Stratford does.
They do. And they do extremely well. Yeah, like you said. But what a great tradition between those two powerhouse teams, several state championships between the two great head coaches, and those corn-fed Harvest boys over at Stratford. Man, those guys are just – always big. They're always physical.
Seven state titles between them since 2000, 1999. That's amazing.
Yeah, what a great 3A matchup that's going to be.
Yeah.
If you happen to just want to go to a game, go see that one. That's the DQ big game of the week again.
Yeah.
Should be a lot of distraction around that game, but a lot of attention around that game with Fox Sports Southwest.
You said the press box is going to be packed, isn't it?
I think the press box is going to be packed. We're going
to
have
– Lance is supposed to go.
Lance in there. We're going to have, I believe, K101 from Woodward's going to be there. Canadian Sports Network will be there. Stratford Sports Network is going to be there. You know, we'll have a packed house in the press box for sure. Just hope it's cooler weather because, man, last week it was hot in there.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that big 3A matchup. Moving down to the 2A ranks, Booker is over at WT High. Should be a good one there. WT High's got something going.
They do have something going. They're a real team. If they can stay healthy, they could fight for that first, second. They could fight with Stratford for that district championship. They are loaded with talent. Their quarterback, Brandon Seaman, is really good. They got Nathan Thomas on the outside, Dallin Williams on the outside. Size, strength, speed, everything you need. And Booker's got a freshman quarterback. Last time we started talking about that was Hunter Lyle. Now it's Edgar Avila. Kid can throw for a lot of yards. So I'm thinking WT High is going to win this game. I wouldn't be surprised to see Booker get a couple touchdowns here and there, but I think WT High is just too good.
I think Stephen Flowers is going to be prepared for Booker, and you know he's got a good team this year in those beautiful facilities over there.
Oh, those beautiful facilities.
Beautiful. Yeah, nice new field and all kinds of good things over there at WT High. I'll take them in a fairly close game. I think that they'll take down Booker tomorrow. Also, Toya's facing Wellington. The Skyrockets 3-0.
Make it 4-0.
I think make it 4-0 as well. Yeah. Coach Williams got a good team over there, and Skyrockets and great tradition over there as well.
And then, they won't have any problems tomorrow.
Don't think they'll have any issues with Toya. Also, Sanford Fritsch.
Another team, 3-0.
Another team undefeated at 3-0. They host Vega tomorrow night.
Make it 4-0. I like Jason Porton's team with Vega, but too much ground game with that Rangel kid. He's just too good on the ground for Fritsch. I think Fritsch is going to win big.
Sunray, they're a New Deal.
Oh, New Deal. You know, New Deal has 17 straight regular season wins. Do you know that?
I did not know that. I know that their last loss, I think, was
Panhandle
last year in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. They were 10-0, though, going into that game. And traditionally, New Deal is very good, always very good. This will be a tough game for Habithur's team. I hope that they play well down there, but I just don't see them coming away with a win down on the South Plains.
How about Coach Jack and the Clarendon Broncos, undefeated as well, 3-0, and Groover hosting the Broncos tomorrow night.
And did you see what Groover did at the 50-yard line? They put, instead of the 50-yard line, they put GP for Guy Paul.
Oh, that's cool.
At the 50. It's their homecoming tomorrow. Groover's a place, you know, Mom grew up there. That's a place that people love to come back on homecoming. So they'll have a huge crowd. Now, can they stop that Bryce Grahn and that power running game of Clarendon? I don't know. The Broncos are stampeding over teams. And Terry Felderhoff's guys got their work cut out for them tomorrow.
I agree. I think Clarendon also moves on to 4-0.
Yeah.
And tonight, there's a 1A six-man game, Fort Elliott at Silverton.
And I'll guarantee you one thing about this game, okay? There's going to be points scored, and there's going to be a lot of points scored.
Like 45?
Groom beats Fort Elliott 90-44 last week. But Fort Elliott's still averaging like 56 points a game. Silverton's averaging like 56 points a game. Something's got to give. Caleb Nacioncino for Silverton, 26 touchdowns. He could get to 39 in four games. So this will be, if anything, it'll be fun. I could see like 92 to like 76, either way.
Any other 1A six-man games we keep an eye on for tomorrow?
Yeah, New Home coming to Nazareth tomorrow. New Home's 2-0, number 10 in the state. Nazareth 3-0 right now. They've had some really close games coming from behind to beat Petersburg last week in the final seconds. Nazareth's a really good football team right now. Jake Gerber's doing a lot of good things for them, and this game could come down another wire. I would expect it in the 40s. I would expect it to come down to the final drive. I'm going to go Nazareth.
Also, a couple of other 1A six-man games, just to mention Motley County at Miami, Groom at White Deer. Also on Saturday, Follett at Paducah, 5 p.m.
Yeah, now that's a game right there, man. That'll be a lot of points scored. Follett's
– not in six, in 1A six-man?
Yeah, a lot of points scored. Yeah, can you believe – I say that all the time like it's surprising. But, yeah, you're right. Follett, Paducah, both really competitive teams. And we know what Follett's all about with Gordillo and Christian Barber. Paducah's a team that can get up and down the field, too, like a track meet style, like we like to see. So should be a fun game, 5 o'clock. That game moved to 5 because of ref shortage.
That'll do it for our high school football previews for this week. I'm going to move on to just a quick note on the WT Buffaloes.
Yeah, on the road, opening Lone Star Conference play, you know, coming off that huge win at Pueblo on Saturday. The Buffs down 1-1, heading down to UTPB in Odessa, going to take on the Falcons, an upstart program in their first year. It'll be their inaugural LSC game. Expecting a huge crowd there. They got 13,000 for the opener, 10,000 last week. So I would think about 17,000, 18,000. Going to pack it in and watch the Buffs. It might be rainy, but I see WT, if they take care of business, they go down and play the way they're supposed to. If the offense plays the way they're supposed to, if the defense with Devontae Merriweather continues to do what they do, the Buffs should have no problems taking care of UTB in the opener.
Should be a fun one down there in Permian Basin. Quarterback for UTPB, as we talked about on the Monday podcast, is Cameron Mathis, and former Bushland quarterback.
And I hope he has a good game, but I just hope, you know, his line can hold up for him against that WT front seven.
Any volleyball notes?
Yeah, volleyball notes. Randall, Emerald High stayed undefeated in district, and Tascosa opened up with a win over Friendship on Tuesday. So, as expected, our volleyball just keeps chugging along. Bushland yet to start district, but Emerald High and Randall, man, those are just two teams that are so good. Hertford also 2-0 in there. So 3-5A has just got so much talent, and we'll get more into that into these podcasts as district rolls along. But right now it's a good start for all those teams so far.
Couple games that we keep your eye on.
Barrington Pampa for me, man. I think that's the funnest game in the Panhandle. It's just going to be two quality teams going at it with two good offenses.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It was a close one for me because Barrington Pampa, I think that's going to be a great game to watch. If you want to go see a great game, head on over to Pampa, see that one. However, I'm going to have to go with Stratford at Canadian. That's such a huge rivalry between those two teams. Two excellent programs in the Panhandle. Lots of state championships between the two. DQ big game of the week. That's going to be my game of the week to watch. If you want to see a good football game, go see two powerhouses, Stratford at Canadian.
Who would you like to see player-wise somebody look out for?
I think you have to keep your eye on the Canyon running back, Jalen Ford. What a difference maker he is.
Oh, man, yeah, 230-something yards against Monahan's a couple weeks ago. The guy just flat-out knows how to run downhill, and he's fast.
He is a beast, for
sure. He is a beast. And I'm going to say Brandon Seaman at West Texas High. This guy's quietly having a great year. I think he's over 13, 14 touchdowns. His passing completion percentage is like 70%. He's just looked great in three games, and I expect him to look good against Booker tomorrow.
Well, big thanks to Dina and Richard Zicardo over at Belmar Bakery and Cafe in Amarillo for sponsoring this TPS podcast. Head on over to Belmar Bakery and Cafe. Go see Dina over there. Has lots of great things over at Belmar Bakery. And people may not know, but they actually book parties over there at Belmar Bakery. You can have your kid's birthday party over there. They have a few different options for you to do. Cookies and cupcakes, sweet petite, sweet deluxe, and a lot of fun add-ons over there. So that'd be a fun place to go if you want to have your child's birthday party over there. They'll do a tour of the bakery and help them bake some different things, cookies and cupcakes. Lots of fun things over at Belmar Bakery. Appreciate them for sponsoring the TPS podcast. That's going to do it for us here today on the Texas Panhandle Sports Podcast, brought to you by Belmar Bakery and Cafe. Be sure to catch our next episode Monday, September 19th. We'll recap week 4 of high school football and much, much more. Until then, I'm Steve Forrest for Cale Steed. Have a great day, everybody.